A group of experts in building and civil engineering under the umbrella name The Built Environment is blaming the perennial floods in the Greater Accra region on lack of town planning and failure to implement an existing drainage plan. The group says the annual flood, which has become a ritual, can be controlled by a holistic technical approach. At a media briefing after a tour of some flood-affected areas in Accra, the president of the Ghana Institute of Planners, Frank Taki, said the solution to the current problem does not lie with the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, but rather building and civil engineering professionals. Olivia Amwadanso has filed this report.
The built environment is made up of the Ghana Institute of Architects, Ghana Institution of Surveyors, Ghana Institution of Engineers, and the Ghana Institute of Planners. The group believes the inability of both past and present government to implement a 1963 Accra Master Plan on drainage system can be partly blamed for the perennial flooding of the Greater Accra region. Another factor, the group said, is the lack of planning by city officials to meet the growing urbanization of the capital. The president of the Ghana Institute of Planners, Frank Taki, said vegetative cover that prevents floods has been depleted, hence the situation is self-inflicted.
It's taken us about 20, 30 years of poor planning or lack of planning and poor quality governance in terms of implementing plans, in terms of the drainage master plan not being implemented. We are faced with an unsustainable urbanization syndrome. Government, with the help of the UNDP, prepared a Greater Accra Master Plan, which covered the whole of the Greater Accra region, and the boundaries did not even get to Fanko those days. We have sprawled to the extent where areas like Berukusu, all the outlying areas, everything is been turned into a dormitory, and we've lost all of the vegetative cover. There's no protection from nature again. Turn left towards the Wager, you are going to Kasua, you see that the little hilltops there, which were all part of the vegetative cover to protect the runoff, has been pulled down, and people are just building and building and building. Land that was meant to last the whole of Greater Accra over the next 50 years, we have so greedily consumed all, and there's no vegetative. But if you understand the engineering concept of origin and destination, clearly you know that it's not an AMA issue. So there are engineering issues, there are institutional and governance issues, and purely town planning issues that when we put together, we'll probably start getting a way out.
The president of the Ghana Institute of Planners, Frank Taki, ending that report by Olivia Amwadanso.